Okay, we are up to Yud Zayin. Okay, we have to halacha Yud Zayin. We have to page Kuf Nun Gimel. Page Kuf Nun Gimel. Simen Chavav. We're after halacha Yud Zayin. Before we go halacha Yud Zayin, one Shi'olin Mitzrim halacha that we did not do. It's a number. It's Hey. It's on the bottom of Kuf Nun Beis. Kuf Nun Beis is the very very bottom of the page. Shi'olin Mitzrim halacha by Bruin. Hey talks about if a person raises has a stepfather, or forced someone adopts a child and he raises a child and then that person dies and the child wants to say Kaddish. So of course the child can say Kaddish, no question about it. In fact, it's a Shiva, even though it's not a person's biological parent. If that person raised him, there's no harm whatsoever. In fact, it's the right thing to do for an adopted child to sit Shiva for his foster parents. There's no question about it. And they say Kaddish. No question about it. The only question is when it comes to Kadima. So you have over here a person who was saying Kaddish for his foster father.
Foster or adopted, two different things.
Doesn't matter.
Foster is a temporary thing. Adopted is...
Okay, so that's a legal term.
Not biological.
That's a legal... It's not biological, so it depends, right? I hear what you're saying. That's a legal term as far as taxes are concerned, as far as deductions and all those type of things. But if halacha lemaisa, Reuven raised a yosam, a child, and this yosam looks up to Reuven as he's my father. He took care of me. He raised me. He took me down to the chuppah. He did everything for me. So now then after Meir Yashem, that person died. So the halacha is it's proper for this person, the child, to sit shiva and to say Kaddish. That's the proper thing to do. The only touchy issue is it comes to shul and he wants to say Kaddish and there's someone else that's saying Kaddish who has kedima. So this is a very sensitive thing. So the answer is if it's not his biological father, according to what he says here, he does not have kedima. Kedima goes to a biological child, not to a child who is saying Kaddish to give cover to his adopted or foster parent. Halacha, hey, let's read it inside together. Hey,
is a child who was raised by a non-biological person mechuyev to sit shiva?
No, he's not mechuyev. No,
he has that option.
He has that option. He's not mechuyev, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I understand.
And it's done all the time. You see it. Definitely see it. But. I even know someone, and this is a strange story, but I know a son-in-law. He sat shiva for a shiva.
Isn't there some sort of thing you can sit shiva for a Rebbe?
You can sit shiva, yes. Al pi halacha yimchuyev to. We don't do it bizman hazeh. That's not done. Okay, let's see what it says here in the Bahamas. A person raised an orphan in his home, kosa b'shal shubz chasam sofer. None other than chasam sofer. Kimi shegidl yosam umeis, concerning a person who raised the yosam umeis, v'rotso ha-yosam lema kaddish acharof, and he wants to say kaddish, which is proper. V'ha-veilam acheinim b'beis ha-knesses lo hinichuhu. They don't let him. In other words, we're going in a situation where only one person says Kaddish. So there's a conflict. Other people are saying Kaddish for their biological parents. And then we have this person who's saying Kaddish for his foster or adopted parent. So what is the law? Hey, Visham Divrei HaGemara, Rav Acha. The Gemara says, Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Gidil Es Rebbe Yaakov. There was a mice in the Gemara. We have this person, Rav Yaakov, he raised Rebbe Yaakov, and then after he died, so Rav Yaakov says, Lav Berano. I'm his son. It's just as good as a biological child. So he's the Perish Rashi. The ain olai lechabducha kiben ayin sham. So okay, I don't know. I didn't look up the Gemara. I have to look up the Gemara exactly. It appears that the chiv is not the same. You have to see the Gemara, but the Gemara appears to say that the chiv is not the same. It's true. It's a good thing to do. It's proper to do, but it's the chiv is not like a biological relative. V'afilu im yek tzas chiv covered a lot mikol mokum ein aveilim acherim chayovim lehaniach loy mihakadishim. They're not obligated. So when push comes to shove, the one who's not saying Kaddish for a biological relative is out. Ulechein, therefore, Yosifu Mizmor. So the best thing to do is you should add a Mizmor v'yomer Kaddish Achrav shebeze einem asik gvul achedim v'ayin sham. So he says, the Chassam Yosef says that in this shul where only one person says the Kaddish and there's not enough to go around, so you say when davening is over, so you say another kapitel, another Mizmor, a Kaddish Rabbanon. So somehow you become creative in inventing more Kaddishim in order to give an opportunity to this person also say Kaddish for his foster or adopted relative. Okay, let's go to Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Yud Zayin says, Nehagim she'ein oimim Kaddish rak Yud Aleph Chodesh. Kaddish only said for 12 months. Lahachzik ave v'imo kirashom. Because if a person says Kaddish for 12 months, then the mishpat of Gehenim lasts for 12 months. Kaddish mitigates Gehenim. If a person says Kaddish for 12 months, it's indicating, he's telling the Olam that his parent is a Rasha, is in Gehenim, and needs Kaddish to be said the full 12 months. Therefore, we stop after 11 months, so no one should think that the Neshama is in Gehenim. It's not in Gehenim. Why then are you saying Kaddish? Even though Kaddish, not only does it help to mitigate Gehenim, even a person that's not in Gehenim, it caused the Neshama to have an Aliyah. The Mishpat Shlosham Hu Yud Beis Chodesh Imeis Derech Mashal Yud Yud Shvat. So what are the exact Zmanim of calculate the end of saying Kaddish? Shemeis Derech Mashal Yud Shvat. If a person dies on Yud Shvat, Poisek Loimar Bites Teves. So the last day that Kaddish is said is the following year on the ninth day, because that completes the entire that. Because if you do one more day, that's going to be 11 months and one day, right? Just like a bris, a baby is born on a Tuesday. If you have the bris a week later is Monday. The next day of the week is going to be that's already 8 days. So therefore, you stop saying the last of the college said is poisik lemar test teves uvi yoteves lo yoimar. Because one day in the Chodesh, if a person were to say even one day into the month, so technically speaking, Miksas Chodesh is like the entire month. It's as if to a certain degree you said Kaddish the entire month, and that would be in violation of being Machzik the Neshama as a Rasha. Now, when is the time when Kaddish is said? So here it says that we count from the Yom HaKivura v'lo miyom HaMisa. Shem Nikbar Yud Aleph Shvat Azai Posek B'Yud Teves. Ki Mishpat Eina Maschel Aliyach HaKivura. The Mishpat begins after the Kivura. Like we learned before, the Zman, when does a person have Kedima for Shiva? From Kivura. The 7 days go from the Yom HaKivura, not from the Yom HaMisa. We discussed that example where, let's say we have a Yomtif. Person begins to sit Shiva, let's say Erev Yomtif, so immediately he's no longer sitting Shiva. Even though he's no longer sitting Shiva, he only sat Shiva for a few minutes or for a few hours, he still has Kedima for the next 7 days. And those 7 days are counted from the Yom Kivura. So here's another example that saying Kaddish for 1 year, for 11 months, 11 months concludes, is calculated based on the Yom Kivura, not on the Yom Misa. What else do we follow the Yom Kivura? The first yard site. Generally speaking, most people follow the Yartzeit for the first year, follows the Yom Kivura. Subsequent years, you follow the Yom HaMisa. What else do we follow Yom Kivura? Shloshim. What?
In other words, to say Yiska.
Yiska, for the first year. So the first thing, so you're telling me a situation where it comes out that on the borderline of saying Yiskar, that's a very questionable thing altogether. Does a person say Yiskar the first year? There are different minhagim. It's a very sensitive issue. Some people are a whole that you do say Yiskar the first year. Some say you don't say. That's a very big question. So you ask a question where it's borderline. When the person, if you're going to follow the Yom Kavura, it's going to be still the Yom within 1 year of saying Yiskar. I don't know the answer. What do you say in that situation? Now, the Imhoysa Shana Muberis, let's say it's a Shana Muberis, Poysek Tess, or Yom Kislev, so then it's 11 months. You don't, it depends on 11 months, not on the calendar year. So we hear the person died in Shvat. Great, look what happened. He died Yud Shvat. Then there's Shvat, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. Oh, so now when you already get to Kislev, you don't have to go all the way to Teves. So you don't do a month less. You do 11 months, not a month before the yard site. Okay, don't work backwards. Don't make criminal calculations a month before the yard site, which would mean in that particular year it's going to be 12 months. No, not 13 months. No, it's always going to be exactly 11 months. The Yom Zeshu Paisek Yesh Bei Kol HaKadishim. We learned this before in the rules of Kedima. There's something to it. The last day a person says Kaddish, he has Kedima. When it comes to davening as well, you can push away all the people that want to daven. You have a right to push them away on the Yom Havsaka, except for Rakli Yard Site, Shaykh Kaddish Echad, V'chein Leben Lamed. A person that's saying the last day of saying Kaddish has Kedima over someone else, Toch Shana. But you do not have Kedima over a person that's Toch Shloshim, and there's no Kedima over a person that's Yard Site Bo Bayom. V'chein Leben Lamed. V'im Yesh Kama Yard Sites Obenei Lamed, Nitch If there's not enough to go around, then a person who it's Yom Havsaka, it's called Yom Havsaka, is pushed away from the other people. Some people make a kiddush, they make a tikkun on the Yom Havsaka.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen that. The last day they say Kaddish, they put out food to make a tikkun. Do they fast? I never heard that. What?
No.
They put out a tikkun. Mi sheyodeh be'aviv ve'imo shahayu shoyim ma'osam shenidenu yibes chodesh. A person knows for a fact that their parents, Rachmana Litzlan, were shoyim, and they are going to be in Gehenim. How could a person make such a calculation? Who could say such a thing? I do not know. You do have no idea what schusim the people have. You can't even imagine. Even people that appear to be extremely wicked, they have schusim.
So the actions that you can do,
classify, okay. Chilul Shabbos was
lahachas. What happened to father putting the tzavah?
Oh, so then the answer, chalugi deis. Different opinions about that. We mentioned though that if you're hired, you're not saying it for a parent. You're hired by an organization to say kaddish for 1 year. This does not apply. Since no one is attributing your Kaddish to a specific, they don't know who you're saying Kaddish for, then you do say Kaddish for a full 12 months. Only for a parent, it's a lack of kibud avoim to say Kaddish for a full 12 months. But Mishu,
there.
Yes. Of hired Kaddish says the full 12 months, yes. And if the parent gives a tzavah, so they are chalukideus. Some opinions say yes, some say not. Yeah, over here on the bottom, over here, some interesting ideas. Let me read you what it says here, number 18. So we looked over here that you count the Yom HaSef from the Yom HaKvur. So he brings down not so simple. Okay, he brings down over here that Kemi Minig Rabim, that's the common minig that we calculate the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 11 months from the Yom HaKvura. However, you should be aware, don't get into a fight about this, that other people, there are some in Hagim which calculate the 11 months of Saint Kaddish from the Yom HaMisa, not from the Yom HaKvura. Okay, what about Misha Kavei Yartzai Liyom HaMisa? Another interesting thing he says that this is very interesting that they're totally zeh b'zeh. Many people, the first yard site follows the Yom HaKvura. In America, it's very common not to be buried on the same day of Nisan. Whatever reason, there it shows. It's fairly common that the Yom HaKavura is not the same day as the Yom HaMisa. When then is the first yard site? So there are different minhagim. The more popular minhag is that the first year the yard site is on the Yom HaKavura. Let's say a person has a tradition that in his family they always follow the Yom HaMisa, even when the Misa, the Kavura is on a different day than the Yom HaMisa. So he brings down here from various Achronim, you should be consistent, and then you should follow the Yom HaFsaka also from the Yom HaMisa. It's totally zeh b'zeh. If a person is planning on observing the first yard site on the Yom HaMisa, and not on the Yom HaKavura, then he should observe the Yom HaFsaka based on the calculation of Misa and not on the Yom HaKvur. It's totally zeh b'zeh. Okay.
You 11 months.
Yeah.
If you did the burial as opposed to the day of death, you go over the 11 months.
Then it doesn't make a difference. No, if the burial is on the day of death, then it's not no gear. Then it's the same exact thing.
It's not.
What?
I I'm saying that if you do one is not, they're not the same day.
If it's not the same day,
so if you're waiting for the, if you're
gonna, when are you going to observe the yard site, the first yard site? The first yard side, the second yard side, without question, goes is the Yom HaMisa. That's for everyone. After the second year and onwards, the yard side is the Yom HaMisa. The first year is the yard side. On that yard side, the person has Kedim, he gets the Daven for the Yom, and he has all the rules.
The yard side will determine the day of the 11 months?
Yes, that's exactly what he's trying to say. He's saying, generally, he brings down the Kitzchok, generally we follow for the first year the Yom HaKivura.
Right.
So since the yard side will be observed on the Yom HaKivura, the 11 months of Saint Kaddish shall be calculated based on the Yom HaKivura. However, he acknowledges that there are other Minhagim, where people observe the yard site the first year, not on the Yom HaKavura, but on the Yom HaMisa. So he says, if a person is from those people who observe the first yard site on the Yom HaMisa, he should be certain, he should be careful to observe the Yom HaFsaka for the 11 months of Kaddish on the Yom HaMisa, not on the Yom HaKavura. They're totally zebezeh, they are dependent one upon the other. Then you got one less day of Kaddish. So you say Kaddish, one less day. Now the only time you don't do that is when there's a 3-day gap. Generally speaking, the common minhag is that you observe the Yom the first year of the Yartzeit is in the Yom HaKavur. However, if there was a delay of 3+ days between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura, then everyone follows the Yartzeit for the first year on the Yom HaMisa. That's a special halacha. That happens over a Yom Tov. A person, let's say, will die, let's say, on Chol Hamoed, through the Yom Tov. So, or let's say they go to Eretz Yisrael, and it's a complicated situation. You're coming Erev Shabbos, there's an Erev Shabbos situation, and there's a flight, and so on and so forth. The flight gets delayed, and all these, due to the weather, and all these different types of situations. So then it can happen, it's not so uncommon, where there can be a gap. Well, let's say someone is out of town, and they have to make a connecting flight, and there's a funeral here, and a funeral there. It can happen where there'll be a delay of more than 3 days between the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKavura. Then the general understanding is you always follow the Yom HaMisa, and that would then mean that in that situation the Yom HaFsaka
would be
calculated based on the Yom HaMisa, based on the Yom HaMisa, not on the Yom HaKavur. That's what he says over there. That's a very interesting idea, which is not obvious. Now let's see over here. We have over the Shemisham Halach on the bottom, Halach of Vav on the bottom. The Iraq Yud Aleph Chodesh Chadashim Nishal Hagoyin B'Shailus Hashuvus Mahar Shag Inochon LeMekadosh Rabban Af Al Kapanim Chodesh Hayud Beis. So here's the Shah. Now one thing. Now during the 12th month. Now this is another interesting one which is not discussed. Maybe we'll come to it later on. I don't remember if we discussed it. And that is during the 12th month. You're not saying Kaddish. Should you daven for the Amud? So there are different minhagim. Some people, even if they're not saying Kaddish the 12th month, but if there is no other chiyuv in shul, they have kedima to daven for the Amud, to be the shliach tzibur, even though they will not be saying Kaddish. It looks strange. Oh, so there are different customs. There are some that do, some that don't. This is a personal matter. You many times, unfortunately, it's not nogea because unfortunately there are so many chiyuvim, so you don't have kedima. If there's someone else that is saying kaddish, he will have precedence over a person that's not saying kaddish in his 12th month. But let's say you are in a Beis HaKnesses and there is no one saying kaddish, and this person who is in his 12th month, does he have kedima? Different customs. So now he's coming to ask another question. Forget about davening for the Amud, and forget about saying kaddish. What about saying kaddish derabanan during the 12th month? Okay, so that's not done. We don't see that being done. No, once you're not saying Kaddish, you don't say Kaddish altogether. But he brings down, that's not so simple. He brings down from the Marshag, Inoch lo mekaddish rabon al kuponim chodesh beitz. Ve'eshev shelo yishane b'vnei ha-machlokes. Now what's lo yishane? I guess it means whatever other people do, whatever the custom is. Ve'afil lo yekim ha-machlokes v'zem yikomokom yechzuku Best thing is not to do. It doesn't look good. It looks like you're trying to show off, it seems. It looks like it's now you're trying to bring another. So the best thing is not to do. The Ayin Shavu Pelali Al Rav Yikusiel Yehuda Greenwald Shlita Shetik Pesifer Kolbo Divrei Marashag Lehebuch Fakert. He quotes the other way around that you should say Kaddish. The Ayin Mishalson Shuvus Beis Hayotzer Shagoyin Bal Ksav Sofer Omar Kaddish Al Aviv Hasam Sofer Yud Beis Chodesh Pochus Shavua Echad. So this already is different minhagim. The Kitzur Shochnar is very clear that you should say Kaddish for a complete 11 months. Do not say Kaddish even one day into the 12th month. That's the minig of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. However, he really quotes from the Kasav Sefer, who said Kaddish for the Chasam Sefer, that he said Kaddish 3 weeks. 11 months, 3 weeks. Some have accustomed to say Kaddish 11 months and one day. Like exactly what the Kitzur is not to do, to say one day into the month. Some say 1 week into the month. And some say, I think they say one, they say, could be they say 12 months minus one day. So they're all different minhagim. Okay, you can't generalize, you can't hold anyone down. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says exactly 11 months, not even one day into the 12th month. He brings down here on the bottom from the Kasav Sofer, it was said for the Chasam Sofer, 11 months and 3 weeks. Okay, let's go now to the next halacha yud ches. Halacha yud ches kishayish harbe avelim rachmona litzlan azai kidesh lo yavo lidei ketotos umirivois noyhagim harim mekoymo sha'oimim shenayim oy shaloisha biyacha. So already brings down our custom. This is what we do now bizman hazeh. Everyone says Kaddish together. He brings down here on the bottom, this is very important, Kach Nespashet, I'm reading what he brings down from the Tzitz Eliezer, from the Ivates, I'm reading Kach Nespashet HaMinig, but Mekom HaShokol Yisoyim Yom Yachad Kaddish. And here are the very powerful words. V'yizoharu me'oid, you shall be very careful, Shekulam Yomru HaKaddish Yachad. U'vikoil Echad, everyone should make the best attempt to say Kaddish together in unison, kol echad. You shouldn't have different ones in Kaddish. One speed, another speed, then turns into a circus, and that has no time whatsoever. Let's look at the bottom. Zayin she'odim b'shem b'salachem. On the bottom, he says b'shem gim beiz gim yachad. Kasim shalosh shuvus for halachos katanis. V'imayim im harbi kaddishim yachad v'echad nakdim l'chaver im boim kol echad techad edivor shalchaver yane im harishon. Let's say things don't work out according to plan, and you have different people saying Kaddish at different speeds. How many times should you answer Amen? So the rule of thumb is, if with a 2 second rule, 2 seconds is the Zman of Shalom Olecha Reb Yumori. So if you can say one Amen, and that one Amen can span, that 2 second Amen can span multiple the Imrus, you're okay. But if the speed, the difference between two people saying Kaddish is more than 2 seconds and more than 2 seconds apart, then you should answer Amen to each one individually. If you're going to say only one, if it's within 2 seconds, if you're following the 2 second rule, and so when should you say Amen? Should you say Amen after the first, and that will count for the second, or should you wait until the second finishes? And
depends on
that, no, so you should wait for the second. If the two people are within 2 seconds, it's better to wait for the second to finish and then say Amen, and that Amen will cover number one and number two, as long as number one is within 2 seconds from number two. The Oyd Sham Kosav, the Yatan Arachnim Yesh Hefsi Bentem Yana Achar Kol Echad Vechad, if there's more than 2 seconds, then you should answer Amen separately. The Sefer Kobo Yalav Elis, Hevi Mishal Shuiz Matas Yodai, the Godol Ha'omer Kaddishim Yosem Katon, the Akaton Oine Acharov, Kol Teva Tzorich Lanis Amen Achane HaKaton. Let's say you have a little child, and the child will, for that matter, let's say you have a person that doesn't know how to say Kaddish. Someone comes in off the street, and he's not yet 100% observant, or he is observant, he just doesn't know how to read, and someone doesn't have it transliterated, they have the nice transliterated, or the Russian transliterated Kaddish, so he needs someone to help him. So one person says Kaddish, and the other person repeats word for word. So when should the tzibur answer Amen? Should they answer Amen after number one, or after the person who responds? So the answer is the second one. If the two are brothers, and the Gadol is saying Gam b'shvil atzmo, Oinin acharei hagadol v'loi acharei hakano. One more time. They're brothers. Now, the only time you repeat after the second one, I take that back. The only time you repeat after the second one is only when someone is helping out the child,
coaching
him, but he's not saying it for real. He's not really saying it. Yiskadal, yiskadal. But the one that's saying the first time, he's just a coach. He's not saying it for real. However, if both of them are saying it for real, and while they're both saying it for real, in addition to saying it for real, he's also helping out the second one, then the proper thing is to say Kaddish after the first one. Then the proper thing is, okay, that's an important halacha. So if you have a coach and the coach is not saying it for real, you answer after the second. But if the one is a coach for the second, but the coach is also saying it for real, then the proper thing is to answer after the first one. Now let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yutes. In Ein Beis HaKnesses Ovel Alov Ve'alimo Yomer Oseh Kaddish Mish Ein Loi Ov Ve'ein Ba'ad Kol Meisei Yisrael. This we discussed yesterday. Davening is over. The tzura, the structure of tefillah, requires when davening is over, a Kaddish is said for a mace. If there's no one saying Kaddish and Shul, so someone should say for Kol Meisei Yisrael. The Yesh Mekoymos Shano Agu. Who should say this Kaddish? So here he makes it very clear. Mi She'ein Loi Ov Vo'ein. The Kitzur makes it very clear, a person that does not have any parents. Not a mother, not a father, and not both. Come back to school with your mother, your father, or one of your parents. So it says here both she'ein loy ov oim ba'ad kol meisei yisrael v'yesh mekomo shenoagu sheshar kroivim oimim kaddish al kroivim. Some have the custom that sheshar kroivim oimim kaddish al kroivim kesh'ein avelim al avihem v'imam. It's not necessarily for meisei yisrael. The kavana is for a specific person. The person can say kaddish for any one of his relatives, any relative that he wants. On other relatives, on where al kroivim kishein avelim alavim imam, they say kaddish on other relatives. The gam kishayesh avelim alavim the imam im yesh mishroit zolem a kaddish achar aviv zikenoi oyem zikentoi shemesu b'loy banim oy achar bino oy bitoi shemesu b'loy banim yonichu.
The
person wants a kaddish for a grandparent or for a child or for a person that died without children, so they do not have kedima. A person who has a yartzeit for a grandparent does not have kedima. That is wrong to push away a person who is toch yud beis chodesh. However, if they feel very strongly about it, it's proper to accommodate them, to add another mizmar, or to do something to give them an opportunity to say kaddish for a grandparent or for a person for whom they really have no chiyuv to say kaddish for. V'yesh mekoyim shenohagu shagam shor kroivim oimim kaddish afilu b'mokam shein avelim al-ov ve'im. Some have a custom that other people say kaddish no matter what. Ela she'oisim p'shar b'neim shein oimim kol kach kaddishim k'mo avelim al-ov ve'im b'ochem b'chol z'achar minig uvat shein minig kavua b'ir. So you have people over here that are saying kaddish for non-close relatives, for grandparents, for aunts, uncles, long-lost cousin, or for a neighbor. So these kaddishim are not chiyuvim. They don't have kedima. However, you have to learn how to share. All the rules of life you learn in kindergarten. You have to learn how to live with peace with your neighbor. How to share, and there should be a proper minug established that there should not be a machlokes. Okay, he brings that over here about a grandparent. Let me read you what it says here. V'chein roi linoi kesh'ein ha'ben kayim she'yoymar ben binoi ben bitoi kaddish acharov. If a let's say Rachmana Litzlan, a person dies, and the person who's died, his son died before him, so he has no living sons to say kaddish, but he has grandsons. So here's the story. So he has should the grandchild say kaddish for a grandparent? So it says he doesn't get priority. He doesn't get priority, but he royal. It's the proper thing to do. If a person dies and there is proper that a grandchild, when there is no child, no son, it is proper for a grandchild.
Can
royal enough? No, it's better a relative to say. A relative is better. V'chein roi linog k'sh'ein ha-ben kayyum, when there is no son, she'yoymar ben binoy oy ben bitay kadesh achar, v'im elo nechodim, v'ninim, let's say there are no grandchildren, yoymar echad mechasonov, a son-in-law should say. That's another interesting halacha. A son-in-law has chidim with to say kadesh over a stranger. V'im elo zeraklal, yoymar oviv kadesh, v'yispala l'ilu nishmasai, a parent can say kadosh for a child. V'im einloi av yomar achiv, a brother. V'im einloi ach yomar echar mishar karov, a relative. V'im einloi karov, mitzvah al makarov, vididav, lidoik sheyiyah nish sheyomar olav kadosh. Beautiful nusach. There's a mitzvah to worry. It's a mitzvah to make sure someone says Kaddish for a person that dies. A person that dies and there is no one for that person to say Kaddish, you shall hire someone that a Kaddish should always be said for that person. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Chof. Habas. Ein lo lomar Kaddish bebeis hakinesis. The kids Shulchan Aruch gets into a controversy. A woman, a daughter, should not say Kaddish Beis HaKnesses. Ach yesh oimim she'im roitzim lasas minyan beisa she'toy ma'asham horishus biyadam. If they want to make a private minyan and the daughter, for the daughter to say Kaddish, go for it. V'yesh oimim degam zos ein lasas, also not proper. So you have this when it comes to the Beis Avel. The Beis Avel, there are daughters that are sinning Shiva, and the daughters want to say Kaddish, so they could say Kaddish as when they're davening. They just say it. General custom is they say it quietly. They say there are two dinim in Kaddish. Yeah, listen, there are two dinim. The din in Kaddish, they say Kaddish, so people should answer. The imru amen. People should answer. You should be a catalyst. You should be a cause of other people responding. But there's another meaning of Kaddish. You should say Kaddish. You should say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam L'Omel Maya. It's not proper that a woman should be the catalyst of men saying Kaddish. It's a breach in Tznius for the woman to be the one that's going to call out to the men, the Imru Amen. But if the men are already saying Kaddish, and there are other men that are calling out to the other people in the shul to say Kaddish, and the woman is there, she wants to say Kaddish, so she has the opportunity to gain the second aspect of saying Kaddish, she herself will say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam Olam El Maya. Now, there are different minhagim, you can't generalize. There are different minhagim. Some shuls, the minhag is that a woman can say Kaddish, they only allow a woman to say Kaddish if there is a man that is saying Kaddish together with her. If she is the only one saying Kaddish, there are shuls that will not allow a woman to say Kaddish from the other side of the mechitza. However, there are shuls, especially when you go out of town, you go to a more modern Orthodox community, where they will allow a woman to go solo to say the Kaddish from behind the mechitza out loud, and the men will answer Kaddish. You have the same issue when it comes to saying Birchas Hagomel. When a woman needs to make Birchas Hagomel, either she had surgery, or she was in some type of sakano, or she gave birth, very common, a woman Yoledes, and she wants to make a Shechiyon, she wants to make Birchas Hagomel, does she do so from the other side of the Mechitza, and all the men answer Hagomel L'chayavim Tovim Shegmolani Kol Tov? There are different customs, some do, some do not, some hold it's a breach in Sneas, and some hold that it is not. Number 22. Well, that's what's commonly done, that's what's commonly done in the more right wing communities, where the husband when she comes to shul, the husband gets an aliyah, and she ends Baruch Hashem Hamavaruch Li'olam Moed, and that is her form of Birchas Hagomel. Or there are different what?
Shouldn't a woman have to birth say kedusha?
Yeah, kedusha.
Yeah, kedusha the first time.
And when she hears kedusha, that's when her husband gets an aliyah. So the husband is acting some part as her agent. I don't know the details. Maybe we'll come across a little bit later on. We'll get to the halachas of Birchas Hagomel. He has the halachas of Hagomel here. Perhaps we'll come to it at some point in time. But let me read you over here what it says over here about what he brings down from the Mata Ephraim. The Yeshem, the Gam, Zosin Latos, Lachain Kasu Hachredim, Vachinimin Yishol Hachmi, Bezesh, In Basa Meris, Kadesh, Vafkatana, Vintir, Lazaka, Savia, Tiaz, Zihir, Lahatis, Azno, Damiris, Hakadish, Lanus, Amin, Bechavani, Yitsuya. For woman, the Mata Ephraim, okay, the Mata Ephraim is no lightweight. Matar Frayim is the makor for many minhagim, all many halachas, that if a woman wants to do something, she should come and she should answer Kaddish. If she has the need, she feels the need that she wants to do something for the ilui nishma, the neshama of her parent, she should come to shul and she should answer the Kaddish with kavana, and that will accomplish the same thing as what a man does when the man actually says the Kaddish.
Let's. There's no one saying.
You have to hire someone. That's what we said before.
Matifayim.
Just because there's a daughter, if there's a daughter, so the daughter is not going to say Kaddish, the family should hire someone, designate a relative, or hire someone to say Kaddish for the Nifter every single day for 12 months. And then the children, the daughter, if she wants also to participate, she should come to shul whenever she can, and she should answer the Kaddish. Halach chafalach. Mi shahoye lo yartzait, v'lo yocholem a Kaddish, kon shahoye b'derech, oye shalo higia lo Kaddish, he's on the road, or he's in a shul where there's stiff competition, and he's not able to prevail. Yochal loymer kaddish betzvilas arvis shelachar hayartzad. An amazing halacha. How many people know this halacha? This is an amazing halacha. So there's a runner-up. If you can't say kaddish bo bayom, the next best thing is to say kaddish the day after the yartzad.
In other words, if you forgot.
Not if you forgot.
Reminded yourself the next.
I guess so. If you extend that, that's an extension. That's an extension of what it says in halacha. Let's see what it says in the Shi'onim Mitzvim b'halacha. Halacha Ches.
The Ma'arif, right?
What? The Ma'arif. Only the Ma'arif. This was no gear, because I know we had an issue. We had a yard site for a friend on the block this week on Sunday, and the family was away in Florida for Yom Tov. They were coming back, and we wanted to make some type of su'uda, or some type of siyum, in honor of the yard site. The problem was, being that it's Sunday after Simchas Torah, after Shabbos Bereishis, and the families just got back from Florida, and they spent a good part of the day at the cemetery, and it's not so easy to come together. The latest everyone can come together would be for Mincha. Mincha, let's say, Shkiz at 6:45. So we daven mincha at 6:30, and the entire event would extend into the night. Is it kedai? So l'chorf, what he says over here, there is something to it, because you see that the yard site, the night that follows the yard site, to some degree, is an extension of the yard site. Nafkamin is, you can't say kaddish bo bayom, you can't say kaddish the night that follows the yard site. Let's see what it says here in the Shi'onim Mitzvim halach ois ches, mi shahoye lo yard site, ayim shas shuvs chasam sefer, the mish mistapik lo yom a yard site. I b'yom dalit b'chodesh oy behei boy. Hello, the im yesh oyd achim ba'olam hayoydim bebir yom hayartzai vehem yasu takanta l'tikun neshama sa'ad b'kadosh v'adloka v'limud im kein hasofik munach rak akar kapta dahach. The sofik remains on the head. Dahach nivro l'chin yasa kol hatikun b'yom dal l'chodesh sheyifku bo tchila. Unbelievable halach, what he brings down. Person does not know when the yard site is. So if you are all alone, you have to understand this is written in ancient times where there's no cell phones and there was no email and no modern means of communication. But a person has relatives on the other side of the world, and they for sure, it's a large family, there are 10 brothers, and none of them for sure know exactly when the yard site is going, when the yard site is. And they will observe it on the proper day. But this person here, he doesn't remember. Is it Monday or is it Tuesday? Is it Dalit? Hey, I do not remember. And I have no way of contacting them, because by the time my letter gets to them, it will be ready next year. So what should I do? So it's no big deal. Since anyway the yard site will be observed, I have 9 other brothers. They're going to observe the yard on the right day. So it's only Nogei and me. So since only Nogei and me, what I have to do, what my duty is to the neshama, you should do it the first time, the first suffix. Since the question of Dalad Hay, I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, do it earlier, better than later. However, if you are the only one that is going to observe the yard site, you have no choice but to do it both. And there's a lot of halachas which come out of this concept. Number one, let's say when it comes to this year, Adar Sheni. Many people who have yard site during an Adar, in a year when there's a double Adar, they will observe yard site both. Just like we have a suffix when it comes to this person who does not know if the yard side is on Monday or Tuesday, and he's the only one observing the yard side, so l'chatchila he should observe both days, observe the day Dalid Vehei, say Kaddish twice, both days. I don't know if he's going to be able to go in and have Kedima in Beis HaKnes both days. L'chari will only give him one, maybe they'll give him none because he's not a Vada on either day, but whatever he can do for yard side, do 2 days. So too, when you have a suffix, we have a very big dilemma in halacha, is Adar, what's the Iker Adar? Is it the first Adar? Is it the second Adar? So for different areas of halacha, we follow different rules, for birthdays, for Purim.
Months.
So when it comes to yard side, it's also a very big dilemma, what is the Iker yard side? So therefore, ideally, it's a suffix, same idea, a person should observe both days, both months, that particular day in that month. Another very, very interesting idea, That comes out of this halacha is that if there's someone else saying the Kaddish, doing the tikkun, the load is lifted off your shoulders. You have a very large family, and how to what extreme should a person go to make sure he does not miss a minyan, should not miss a Kaddish? Well, you see from this that if you have other people in the family that are observing the yard site, so they're taking care of the neshama. There are two dinim in the yard site. There is doing something for the neshama and doing something for yourself. It's your duty. So if you are the only one that's going to be observing the yard site, so both obligations fall upon you. You have to go to the extreme to make sure that you take care of the neshama and you take care of yourself. But if you have other members of the family doing things for the neshama, observing the yard site, there are 10 members of the family and 9 of them are observing, and the question is, will you have the opportunity to do it? Yes or no? To what extreme should you go to observe? You don't have to go to the extreme because I have 9 other brothers that are taking care of it. So I'll just do the best that I can. That's another. Another issue you see is in a situation where you really do not know. For example, many people died in the Holocaust. They really do not know. They do not know when exactly the Yom HaMisa. They have an approximate time. So you see here that he says that when you don't know, when you only can observe 1 of the 2 days, you can't make yourself crazy and go observe 10 days as your site, you go the earliest time. You don't take the latest time. There's a dilemma. When was this person killed? And we have a range. It can go, it did not happen before this day, and did not happen later than this day. There's a 15-day range. He seems to paskin that when you have a range, the Yom Sheyifka Bo Tchila, you should observe the earlier, better observe earlier than observe it later. Many nafkminas come from this halacha. Okay, we'll stop.